Good morning, all. So we'll just do a quick thing over here. So just a clarification just from the other day. I just wanted to make sure everyone was on the same page. So we spoke about selling animals to non-Jews on Shabbos, and that meant like lending or renting an animal to a non-Jew for Shabbos, not actually fully selling it. If you fully sell, you know, an animal to a non-Jew, seemingly, at least with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, that would be permissible to do that. So just want to clarify that from the other day. We were talking about when we'd be concerned about a non-Jewish person using it. It was only on only in a case where you rented it or you lent it to a non-Jew. Okay, moving forward with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. So Rabbi Meir, says, Kol melacha sheheschil ba kodem li'arba asar, when any work that was necessary for Yontif, that a person began before the 14th of Nisan, Gom Rabbi Arba Asar says the Mishnah, a person is allowed to finish it on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos, right? This is even in a place where the custom is not to do work on Erev Pesach. If you begin beforehand, then seemingly it would be permissible to finish it in the morning. But you can't begin doing work on the 14th of Nisan itself. That wouldn't be appropriate. Even though the work is necessary for Yontif, and he'd be able to finish it before Chatzos. Seemingly, though, in a place where you can do work before Chatzos, the places that allowed it, then it would be permissible to begin even work that was totally unnecessary for us, if you could begin that in the morning as well. But in a place where you normally do not do work, a person cannot begin to do work there, even if it is necessary for Yontif. Then the Mishnah says, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Seemingly, the Chachamim say, Shalosh umanios osin malacha v'arvei psachem ad Chatzos. There are three people who are allowed to do work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, because their work is essential to Yontif. Elohim, and these are those people. Hachayatim v'asapar v'akosin, those people who are tailors, barbers, and people who wash clothes, the launderers, some the cleaners, those people would be permissible to do work even until Chatzos. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, Av haritz anim. Even the people who make shoes, those people would also be allowed to do work before Chatzos on Yontif. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Zion.